You made me eat your.
Defamation of character.
Krishan Rock alleged her own sister SA'd her at the age of 7. But she revealed this more than a year before this viral clip, and hardly no one listened.
Ask her about when she wanted to play house. We don't like each other because our childhood, bro. Don't be making it up. Like, yeah, we forgive you and all this other shit. We don't talk about what happened. And if we'll be honest, I forgave you, Latifah, for a lot of shit. Still forgive you. Just keep my name out your mouth.
And the accused still made it on a TV show to make large amounts of money. Her sister, Tashiki, known to the public, but real name is Latifah Malone, even addressed the allegation on an interview a year ago as well.
How do you feel about those allegations being thrown at you when you...
It hurt. But at the same time, when you know something isn't true, it really can't faze you. You know what I mean? You're still going to get up and move the same way you move. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm that girl. That's what I think. Like, I'm going up, and it's like, all these people love me. How can we make them hate her? You got to come with a lie. You know what I mean? Because the truth hurt. Obviously, like, I'm the truth. And it's just so you have to lie on me to make someone hate me there. Because if I made you mad from just getting on the TV screen, and now I'm all of these things, these nasty things.
Krishan and Tashiki's nephew alleged 2 years ago that his aunt Latifah, a.k.a. Tashiki, did strange things to his private parts as well when he was at the age of 7, along with another aunt.
And yeah, just to clear the air, Krishan had nothing to do with that shit. That's my aunt. She was one of the golden child. She was one of the few that didn't touch me, that didn't hurt me. For 3 years, these motherfuckers been tortured me, molested me, bro. 3 years strong, bro. Got a foster kid because my mother got locked up, and I had to stay with my grandmother. And once I had to stay with them, that's where all that shit happened. Yeah, Tashika is 35. Yeah, the one that molested is older, but the ones that got touched was young. We the ones that was young. How old was she when it happened? Shit, they was like 16, 17. It don't matter how old. I was 7 years old. And I'm your family, bro. It shouldn't even matter about age or not. I'm your fucking family member, bro. And I'm 7 years old. What are you getting from touching a little ass 7-year-old boy?
No one cared about his abuse because he was a man and his abusers were women, it seems like. He was molested back to back by two women who he trusted and who was his blood.
But I had a crush on this girl named Brooke. She was older than me. I was 7. She was like, probably like 12, 11. I had a crush on her. My aunt, Pete, I had a crush on her. I guess she got mad or jealous about it. I don't know. And got weird about it. So she was like, oh, you got a crush on her. You feel me? She was a white girl, blonde hair, with glasses. So my aunt felt why I knew because 2 days later, after I told her I had a crush on Brooke, I get invited inside the garage. When I get invited inside the garage, my aunt just in there by herself. She get on her knees. She get on her knees. She did a dog poke. And she was like, you wanna f*** me? And I'm looking like, 7, I don't know what the f*** it is. First of all, I'm still learning how to piss straight. So I'm looking like, what you talking about? So my aunt, she grabbed my dick and tried to put it in there and shit, you know, try to f*** her and shit. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck going on. I'm just like, bro, this is weird. It felt weird. So I'm like, this is wrong. You my family, so I don't know. So long story short, that my aunt tried to make me fuck her in the garage or get in the house. I guess she gave word to the uncles and aunts, which I ain't know, but now I know because I'm older, I'm smarter, I'm more wiser. But back then, I didn't know. But yeah, I get in the house. Now, my aunt, my other aunt, the older one, she ran me in the bathroom. And when she bring me in the bathroom, she said, you wanna f*** me next? I'm confused as fuck, bro. I'm 7. I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? She like, you wanna f*** me next? I don't wanna wash this tub.
Imagine what would have happened if this was a woman telling the story of two of her uncles sexually assaulting her back to back. Then he get the opportunity to be paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to be on a TV show. That's exactly what happened with Tashiki, Krishan's sister. But this same lady allegedly abused Krishan. This woman has had allegations on her for multiple years, but it never got much headway. And it seems like when women are abusers, it's not much consequences for it, even when they are abusing other women. Are we going to act like this is a unique situation? It's not. I know of multiple women who were made to eat grown women boxes as kids, and boys too. Why are y'all only going after male predators and sweeping women acts under the rug? Look at the damages done to Krishan from being abused as a child from a woman. One of my old female friends who unfortunately passed away told me stories of her trauma that left her so confused sexually due to a woman taking advantage of her as a child. All predators should be held accountable with the same harsh consequences. There is no room for bias in these situations. You gotta make these type of people pay. And not acting like it's not a big deal just because it's a woman taking advantage of a younger child who's happened to be a male. Either way, you can look at this gentleman and tell he's just screwed up in the mind. He not alone said that he was taken advantage of as a child. He literally telling you that he felt tortured. He's saying he was tortured and sexually abused. Like, he don't even know what's going on. And these women, teenagers, are talking to him in this way. We can't act like these are one-offs. This type of stuff happened a lot. I've heard of it a lot. Older women or girls are taking advantage of younger children that are male and female. It happens a lot. You have to keep your eyes on your children. You have to keep your eyes, and most of the time, it's always someone close. We cannot just disregard women as not being predators, because there's a lot of women as predators, and they use how the society always does not look at them as predators. They use it to their advantage. Smile on your face and be doing all type of dirt behind your back. You got to keep your eyes open with all people. It's not a gender thing. It's a person thing. Do not just leave your children with anyone. Vet them and believe your children. Make your children feel like they can speak to you. If your child ever came to you with some type of allegation or anything close to it, you need to take that seriously and vet that whole situation. And don't just brush it under the rug because you have love for this person who potentially could be abusing your child or someone you love. We got to stop acting like it's only man bad guys when we see examples of female women bad people all the time. It's a crazy world out here. And if you keep letting one particular type of person get away with it, they only going to feel more and more comfortable doing what they're doing. I mean, look at the school system. All of these cases where these teachers, these women teachers, are dealing with these male boys in the class, dealing with these male boys from the school. It's happening alarming numbers, but nobody want to talk about it. Nobody want to act like this is going on. You only want to point the finger at one and just turn your head to the other. I do not get it. If you want to get rid of predators, it should be getting rid of predators, all of them, because the outcome is the same. This boy's head is still screwed up. Krishan's head is still screwed up. Look at their actions. We got to come together and get rid of all these people, man. All of them need to pay. And it's a lot of them in the industry as well, male and female. All of them need to pay. Everyone need to speak up on all predators. Stop turning your head when it comes to one type and then just focusing on the other, because they are both equally as horrible and both equally has a tremendous negative impact on their victims, male and females. Look at that man. He is totally screwed up in the head. He's not over it yet, and he's in his late 20s, and this happened to him years ago.
Yeah, I'm Krishan Rock's nephew. I'm the oldest nephew. I'm the firstborn nephew. Ask my grandmother and all that. I'm the firstborn, bro. I'm the oldest nephew, bro. Yeah, who the fuck a lie about that shit? I'm a grown ass man. I'm 27 years old, bro. Fuck, I look like lying, telling y'all, oh, somebody touched me. Somebody did. Man, them motherfuckers did that. And I was young as shit, motherfucker. If I knew what I knew now, that's what I'm saying. Man, look, shorty, it took a lot of years to get over this shit, and I'm still not getting over it because you motherfuckers keep bringing that shit back. So don't get on my shit talking shit to me when y'all the motherfuckers bring it back. All of a sudden, my aunt get famous, everything. Now niggas want to care about my story, nigga. Before, what if she wasn't famous? What if my aunt never got famous, none of that? Y'all motherfuckers still would be not giving a fuck. Nobody be commenting on my picture saying, oh, you got touched. Y'all wouldn't even know where the fuck I am.
The Highest Point Podcast. More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.